Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, coming to you from Chicago in the United States. I'm also your preacher today with a homily I'm calling The Time Will Come. Our reading is from the Gospel of John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who proceeds from the Father. He will testify to me, and you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this, so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you." And thus ends the reading. The time will come, right? When people will persecute us for doing what is right. We've seen it in our lives. And I want to approach this reading in two different ways. And you can decide which way it applies to you today. Because the real thing is, the day will come and keep going. Keep doing what is right. That's why Jesus is telling us this, so it doesn't catch us by surprise and we turn around and think something must be wrong if I'm getting this opposition. No. But if you're getting this opposition, know that you're not in this fight alone. The Spirit of Truth is also out there fighting, and in the end, the truth wins. So keep going. But the other side of that is, how do we know that we're not the ones in the wrong? Because even the ones in the wrong think that what they're doing is offering worship to God. Well, one way to tell is, are we killing anyone? Is what we're doing causing death, strife, suffering? Then we're probably on the wrong side of this equation. Because God's truth brings life, the fullness of life, and life in abundance. So if that's what we're doing, keep going. And don't worry that people oppose us. 'Tis bound to happen. But if you're opposing life, maybe you need to rethink that. God bless you in that discernment today.